It's brought to you by Pools by Heritage, as we get to say hello to Eric Kane, and just so that we can allow him to focus on the football practice report, we'll just go ahead and say for his sake, Alec Baum has still not touched home plate. Eric?
He's still not touched home plate. I mean, it's incredible. Which one happens first, guys? Will Major League Baseball come out and say they missed it, or will he touch home plate? I don't know. But nonetheless, we will speak on Tennessee football right now. An open practice Saturday morning inside Neyland Stadium. A little over 2 hours, we were officially past the midway point of spring practice, and the offense continued to see all three quarterbacks getting reps with the ones at certain points in time, while the offensive line saw a little bit of cross-training with Cade Mays repping at both the right and left tackles. Dee Beckwith was impressive running the football during 11-on-11 situations, and Cedric Tillman made a couple of really nice, impressive catches in the red zone. The defense, however, it struggled a lot, and the offense had its way in regards to all the 11-on-11 sessions that we saw. Tamarian McDonald and Christian Charles did impress with a couple of interceptions later in the day. At linebacker, Morvin Joseph, Quazi Garland, and Solon Page led the unit, as that position is still pretty limited. There were a couple of guys who were repping at the star position on Saturday, which included Jalen McCullough, Theo Jackson, and Tamarian McDonald, but all in all, pretty good practice in terms of they got a lot done. There were multiple 11-on-11 sessions where they went ones against ones, twos against twos, all that stuff. It was competitive. It was high tempo. The coaches were getting after it pretty hard, and I liked how they kind of intermingled special teams in throughout the day as well. They would do team stuff. They would do individuals, and they would have punch reels going on, then they would go back to individuals, stuff like that. I thought that was pretty neat. But the coaches seemed to be pleased with the effort and the progress made to this point. Josh Heupel spoke on The Nation last night right here on The Sports Animal and kind of reiterated that, saying that, of course, they're not where they want to be, but the progress made to this point is impressive, and so they're pleased with that. But still a whole lot to be done. But it was good to be out at Neyland Stadium Saturday watching 2 hours of practice. That was a whole lot of fun.
Eric, who were some of the key players that were withheld from practice?
Of course, you had the normal ones, and Roman Harrison and Jeremy Banks defensively at linebacker. They weren't even out there. They came out there at the very end and just jersey and shorts. They weren't suited up at all. You had Tyron Evans that was limited a little bit. He did some drill work early, but didn't do a whole lot of work. Jalen Hyatt the same way. He was pretty limited. A couple of other guys that are kind of new, I guess, to the injury report, at least from what we've seen. Tyler Barron did a bunch of drills, did some individual, but it didn't look like Tyler Barron participated in hardly any of the 11-on-11 sessions. The same with Jaquan Blakely, defensive lineman. He was kind of the same way off to the side, getting some work done. At points in time, Wildon Parker Griffin, a true freshman, early enrollee, was off to the side getting some work done, but he was out there able to do most of the stuff. But those were some of the guys who were kind of held out a little bit from practice. And, you know, Josh Heupel spoken on it a couple of times that, at least for Tyon Evans, that they anticipating him back and getting him ready to roll here pretty soon.
What did you think about the fans being able to attend? I thought there were several thousand, but it's kind of hard to estimate that. But what did you think about that setup?
Yeah, I'm not the pro like you, Jimmy. I'm so bad at guesstimating, and it's really hard to see where we were sitting down there in the bowl with everybody. But right. I would say I said probably, somewhere around 1,500, somewhere from 1,000 to 1,500. There was a decent crowd there. We all sat on one side. We were sitting one row apart from one another in terms of our groups, so that was pretty neat. I thought that the Tennessee administration did a pretty good job and kind of announcing it late in the week, knowing the weather was going to be a factor, getting some fans in there and flying to social distancing patterns, having some of the concession stands open, kind of using it as a trial run for what's going to be the Orange and White game coming up here in less than 2 weeks now. But it was pretty neat. I think the fans enjoyed it. They played. There was no gimmicks. There was no show. We literally walked in, sat down, watched practice. There was nobody over the PA, nobody with a microphone. They played music, and they practiced. And the fans were clapping and cheering whenever a good play was made. And some fans were yelling at the coaches and, just getting after it a little bit. Some September mindsets here in the month of April, so that was kind of fun. But overall, it was a pretty neat experience, and I think everybody that showed up enjoyed it. And, of course, the rain, for the most part, held off until after we were home.
Did you think there was one quarterback that looked better than the others?
Saturday, not really. I didn't think all three of those guys really had a spectacular day. Brian Maurer was not his best on Saturday. Hendon Hooker and Harrison Bailey weren't bad, and you know, for every bad play Brian Maurer made, he made an impressive play. And so that's kind of been the tail of the tape for him so far. I mean, I thought Hendon Hooker, for the most part, Hendon Hooker rep with the ones on Saturday. Josh Heupel mentioned last week that each quarterback has a certain day that they're going with the ones and the twos and the threes. We saw all quarterbacks rep with the presumed ones at one point or another, but Hendon Hooker looked like he was the guy out there on Saturday. I mean, he was all right. He didn't do anything super flashy. I thought Brian Maurer struggled for the most part throwing the ball. He got hot there towards the middle of practice, especially when they were doing situational football, working from the 20-yard line going in. Made a couple of nice touchdown throws, made a nice play extending the play, rolling out of the pocket, and he looked good on some of those. So I don't think any quarterback, in my opinion, did anything on Saturday that would separate themselves. Still, there's a whole lot that we don't see. I mean, clearly we're there for a couple periods. When we do get to go there, we're never there like we are on Saturday. But, you know, they were just okay, in my opinion, on Saturday. We saw, yeah, like I mentioned, Harrison Bailey, there was one busted play that comes to mind where he scrambled out right through probably a 45-yard pass down the sideline and hit Walker Morrell. That was probably one of the best plays I saw all day. And that's just Brian Maurer being Brian Maurer, making something of nothing. But overall, just kind of an okay day for the quarterbacks, in my opinion.
What'd you think of the drill where they snapped it to the quarterback and without even taking a step or being able to grip the laces, they just fired a pass about 10 or 12 yards sideways to a receiver? You remember that drill?
Trying to think. Yeah, I mean, they were doing a bunch of stuff like that. I guess trying to simulate what would be maybe a screen pass, maybe a bubble screen, maybe a tunnel screen of some sorts. But I think you're going to see, I might not remember that drill specifically from Saturday, but it's working on lateral, you know, throwing, obviously getting the ball out very, very quick. And I think you're going to see a lot of that in this offense because it's going to be fast paced tempo, trying to get the ball out quickly. And from what I've seen from these quarterbacks so far, you know, Brian Maurer, that's right up in his game. He has catched the football throw. He's got such a quick release. Hendon Hooker's fine in that regard. Harrison Bailey, a little bit slow with that, but certainly drilling those type of drills, working with Joey Halsey and Josh Heupel, they're going to continue to get better and stuff like that.
Any other news or notes?
That'll about do it. I mean, overall, I'm thankful. I like the open practice. I know Jeremy Pruitt tried to do one a couple of years ago. It got rained out, but typically I would assume that, you know, one of these a year sometimes. A lot of times it comes during fall camp. Maybe we'll get another one. It was exciting. I was happy to be there, and it was good to sit down and watch a full practice from start to finish. So sign me up for another one of those. But we are officially past the midway point here of spring practice. Orange and white game coming up on the 24th at 4 o'clock. Jimmy, you and I are going to be on the air right beforehand, so looking forward to that. And hoping to get a schedule from UT about the practice availabilities here throughout this week at some point today. This Tennessee football spring practice report is brought to you by Pools by Heritage. Beat the spring rush. Get your pool started now, from design to construction to maintenance. One call can do it all. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527.
Eric, we always appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a great night tonight, a wonderful show in the morning, and we look forward to catching up with you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, guys. John, you and Vince were awesome on the call this weekend, as you always are, but I really enjoyed listening to you guys.
Well, we sure do appreciate that. Thank you so much. And that's Eric Kane with a Tennessee football practice report on the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline. It's brought to you by Pools by Heritage. We head to the Stanley Fencing and Gates Hotline as it's time for a Tennessee football practice report.